Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 208, two ways to use in to talk about time. You know, as I look at the calendar, I see that in a few more days, it's going to be 2015. This year really flew by. In no time at all, the year has come towards the end. In another couple of days, thousands of people will gather in New York's Times Square for the New Year's countdown and to see the crystal ball drop. It falls in just 10 seconds. But in that short time, people from all over the world will be thinking about what will be in the coming year. I used the preposition in several times, didn't I? Actually, the preposition in can have two meanings when it is followed by a time period. This is a point that can be confusing even for native English speakers. Listen to this example sentence. I can cook dinner in 20 minutes. I can cook dinner in 20 minutes. This sentence actually has two possible meanings, because we use in plus a time period in two different ways. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at how this grammar works. First of all, you can use in plus a time period to talk about a future point in time. For example, I can cook dinner in 20 minutes. This means 20 minutes from now, I can begin cooking dinner. I'm going on vacation in 1 month. This means 1 month from today, I'm going on vacation. Jack said he'll be here in an hour. This means Jack will arrive 1 hour later. He'll be here in an hour. On the other hand, you can use in plus a time period to talk about the amount of time that is required to do something. In this case, in plus a time period means within. When we use in plus a time period with this meaning, we generally do so when we talk about ability. Here are some examples. I can cook dinner in 20 minutes. This means within 20 minutes, I can cook dinner. In other words, I'm a pretty quick chef. I usually reach my office in 45 minutes. This means my commuting time is 45 minutes. I can finish the report in about 2 hours. This means I only need 2 hours to complete the report. So, let's go back to our original example sentence. I can cook dinner in 20 minutes. I can cook dinner in 20 minutes could mean either I only need 20 minutes to cook dinner, or I will start cooking 20 minutes from now. I think to fully understand which meaning the speaker is using depends on the whole context of the conversation. Well, that's our English lesson for today. I'll have another podcast for you in one day. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 208. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.